Going back to Mum, she obviously had a busy time, but did she do washing every day?
No, once a week. On a Monday.
Why on a Monday?
Well, everybody seemed to do it on a Monday. But you see, with a family like that and bad weather, when there was, there was four of that. There was her own bed, granddad's bed, my brother's, and two beds that we had a big bedroom over the kitchen, and there was a double bed and a three-quarter bed in there, and that's where four of us sisters slept. And so with all, you know, what with all our clothing and sheets and pillowcases every week and towels, it was a day's job on a Monday washing.
So how did she do it? She had no washing machine.
Oh no, she used to have the copper, and on a Sunday night the copper was filled, and there used to be some soap called preserving soap or some such name as that. It wasn't preserving, I don't think, but it was a similar name to that. It was a white soap, and we got the job sometimes of like flaking it off with a knife into the water, and that's what she boiled the clothes in at that time, before all the washing powder came on. But I can remember her having Persil or Rinso or something later on, and then the fairy soap. And
is this in the copper?
This preserving soap went in the copper, and that was to, you know, to boil the clothes in. And then the other soap was, you know, for just washing, scrubbing the other clothes. And the dolly tub, of course. Dolly tub and dolly pegs. And a big, really big mangle with wooden rollers.
What about ironing?
Oh, yeah, there was plenty of ironing. And the irons had to be put in front of the fire on a metal, like a metal stand. And you had to mind not to get it too hot on some of the things. Well, I think she must have had certain days for jobs. And then when, as soon as my second sister left school, she stayed home. I think my mother did have a lady came to help her on a Monday, but that I can't remember much about her coming. I don't know how long she came, and then she had a girl to help her, because she came, perhaps she'd had one before I was born, but there was one lady came whose family lived down Brig Road, and she came when I was seven and came when I was born, and she left when I was seven, so she was there to help look after the children, and I suppose she'd have to wash up and things like that. And on a day off, she often took us home with. Wasn't much of a day off, was it? Had children all the week and took us home, me and my brother, with her on a half day off.